could lift you up. I could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Congratulations, Fraser. 129.
Is that good?
Oh, we're good. It's practically genius. Bravo, Fraser.
Well, that's enough, Niles. Now, where are you? Higher or lower?
I didn't see mine yet. I am higher.
Well, congratulations. I doff my hat to you, Mr. 131.
Higher.
What do you mean, higher? Mom told us we were 2 points apart.
Well, apparently, Mom was being tactful.
How tactful?
Well...
Give me that! .156. My God, that's...
27 points.
Yes, I know!
I never should have told you guys about the box.
No, no, Dad, I'm fine with this. The entire point of this exercise was to prove that Niles and I have moved beyond our competitiveness. And we have. I'm very proud of my little brother.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am proud of how mature you are being about all of this. In fact, if there were a test for maturity, I think your score would be much, much.
Niles, that's enough.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, and this is Dr. Fraser Crane. I mean, this is Ashley Burgess, and I'm really glad to have you listening tonight because we are having a good time talking about happiness versus unhappiness. And you know, what should you be? A lot of people will tell you exactly that you should be happier, that your life is amazing, that you should be, you know, rainbows and unicorns all day long. And you know what? A lot of times that just gets annoying. Like, why do they have to ask about your happiness? Why do they have to push on you that you should be this happy all the time? Because what if you don't want to be? What if you don't feel like it? What about if you've had several life curveballs, and you've had a lot of them lately, and you just don't feel like being happy? So let's talk about that. How unhappy should you be? Honestly, how unhappy should you actually be? And I think that that has to be delineated by using a concept that I've come up with, and that is the unhappiness quotient. And it's based upon a scoring process that I've come up with, beginning with 1 to 100. 1 would be you'd be the happiest person on planet Earth. 100 means that you are allowed to pick out your coffin today if you'd like. You know, the thing is that we all go through things that create unhappiness in our life, unsettling, frustrating, angering things. And a lot of times I like to classify those as one as a setback. And any times that we've gone through setbacks in life, and that could be honestly what a setback is. You know what a setback is. We've all had real setbacks. We've all had perceived setbacks as well. And I consider those 1 point apiece. So each setback that you can remember that's actually aided and abetted and causing unhappiness in your life, add a 1 to each one. Now, also, we have losses. So you have, like, loved ones and relatives and stuff like that that you've lost that have passed. You want to add 2 points for each person. You know, what about failures? We've all had failures. And a lot of times, I'd like to consider this in work, career, and education failure. Did you leave school early? Did you skip out on school? Did you quit school? Did you get fired? Did you lose a job? Did you not get that promotion? Does your boss hate you? Do you hate going in every day? Add 3 points to each situation that you have endured in your life. That actually matters anymore, okay? Don't be digging up things from when you were 15 and worked at Taco Bell in high school. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what you got going on now. Also, breakups. Let's go to breakups. How many breakups you've had? Actual breakups, okay? Not internet dating, that you never met each other. Actual breakups with a lover or a work business partner, like you were, you know, partners at a company. That would be 4 points apiece. So, you know, I've kind of looked at everybody over here, Dano and Billy and I. We've been looking at each other, and we're wondering who's going to go first on this point segment concept. And I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I think this is going to take a little bit of time to figure out how many points I should add to my tally. You know, what about you?
I was busy during the break, and but I got kind of a running figure in my head, but I think I'd have to kind of write it out just to make sure, because I don't know if it's correct.
Well, what's just your first thought on your score? Just first thought, without any thoughts about any of the backstory or anything, just the first thing that came to mind.
I think 26.
26 so far.
First, you know, just kind of, you know, stuff off the top of my head.
Not bad.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. Well, I was going to go with like around 20.
20.
Yeah.
Wow, this
is
good.
I mean, that's just a rough estimate. You know, I'd have to sit, you know, like Bill, I'd have to sit down and figure it all out.
We should do that. We should do that. We should figure out what our score is.
But, well, I mean, you know, maybe we should tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week and get to hear what these scores are, because it could be kind of interesting. Because if you're tallying them up in your head right now, or if you're at home and you're able to kind of write it down, okay, and add it up, I bet it'd be interesting to see where everybody else is kind of in the stats, right? I mean, what are other people's numbers look like? Cause I'm kind of thinking off the top of my head, but I haven't really been able to put the pen and paper to it.
I haven't either. I mean,
it'd be cool, though.
Because yeah. Also, too, you know, you gave us the criteria.
Right.
But I'd have to think about, okay, the time that I got fired from that job or lost that job. Well, is it a setback or an outright failure? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good question. And some things could be both.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of gray area there.
Yeah, some things can be both. And that's really...
But can it be both, or do you have to choose one or the other?
I think if it's something that literally, if you failed, you feel like you failed, and also you were set back in the process, I think you can add both.
Okay,
those.
Well, then mine's going to be higher than 26 then.
Because I think it's all, and it means about what, you know, you could add emphasis to what really emotionally got to you more. What really came at the wrong time in your life? Like the thing that you didn't need, like the nail in the coffin when you're just like, man, I just can't handle another curveball. I mean,
Mom,
really.
The meatloaf!
Mom, the meatloaf! And it's true. I mean, that's a good example. I mean, you know, it's all about the time of your life and where you are. And, you know, if you're sitting, you know, on your mom's couch right now saying, man, I gotta figure out something. I have a jobless. I have all this stuff. You know, my score is 105. Okay? You have the right to be as unhappy as you want to be. We'll talk about next week about what that's doing for you. But you are allowed to do that. So don't feel bad about it. Don't sit there and go, oh, well, I'm supposed to be happier.
Wait a minute. Don't feel bad about being unhappy?
Yeah, you should feel fine about being unhappy. It's a state of mind, you know? I mean,
well, I mean, even if I wasn't here, I would want to listen to next week's show because I want to hear this. I thought it's not a good thing to be unhappy.
It's an okay thing to be unhappy. Okay. I mean, it's a human thing, but you're right. Most people don't think that. Most people go, oh, I got to be happy. I got to put that smile on my face, even though I don't feel like smiling, and I've been crying the whole time, and oh my gosh, I'm going to put a smile on my face, and I don't want to smile, and I'm going to run back to the bathroom because I'm crying. You don't have to fake it. You can be unhappy. It's okay. It's a human condition. It's how we are. But I think in order to deal with the unhappiness, you actually have to feel the unhappiness. You can't just mock it up. You know, makeup and all this stuff's not going to help. Men and women alike, what I'm talking about is putting on airs just to make other people feel okay. It's not about that. It's about your life.
Dano, she's summoning her inner Yoda. You know, unhappy you must feel.
Unhappy you must feel. Yeah, I mean, why not? We got to do what we got to do, you know? And also, it's okay to feel an emotion. A lot of times we can't really deal with an emotion in a realistic or clever way unless we actually get into it. I mean, if we're trying to avoid being with it all the time, what are you going to do about it? When it sneaks up on you, you're going to run, and you're never going to honestly deal with it. You know what I mean? I mean, like, how many times have you been sitting on the couch in your bathrobe saying, man, what am I supposed to do? You know, where's my life going? I mean, I hate my job. I got this going on. I'm not really sure. I don't live in the best part of town. And, you know, I screwed up college. I owe $20,000 in school loans. And I still didn't even get a degree.
Just one problem with that scenario.
Yeah.
I don't have a bathrobe.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You don't have a bathrobe?
I do not have a bathrobe. Of course, I live by myself.
We're going to add points to that just for the bathrobe issue. Now, that's a sidebar. And that's not just, you can't just add willy-nilly points, but if you don't have a bathroom, I mean, okay, so you're in sweatpants and a shirt, right? Shirt with food drop shirt, you know, where you got the white shirt and you got the food droplets of like sauce and stuff down the center of it. Okay, a little bit of grass stains on there.
Sweatpants. We'll go with that.
Okay, sweatpants.
Well, do I get to add points to that too then?
I mean, it depends on how sad your life is at this point, but if it's sad, you could add points. Because a lot of times it's failure. It's loss, it's setback, it's being upset, and also, it's hard to see the forest through the trees. Sometimes it's hard to see the light, you know? I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to all tally up our point system. For everybody that's listening tonight, get your points together. Figure it out. Think about it. You know, I don't know, kick it around a little bit. I know it's very new for you because you're not supposed to be unhappy. So what I'm saying to you is just kind of out of this world because you're supposed to be like, I'm so chipper, I'm so happy, but yet I want to kill myself. But actually, we're talking about being unhappy, being secure with being unhappy, and trying to figure out later on, maybe in the next few shows, how to switch it all around, change up the perspective, and change up the emotion. So I'm pretty cool with that. I'm looking forward to that right now. That's the sunny side. But in the meantime, start thinking about it. Start realizing what has really been coloring your life for the last several years. Because a lot of times these things color our perspective and get in the way of some stuff. We'll talk about that next week too. So, any last words, guys? Because you know what? I feel like this was a great show about being unhappy.
I didn't know it was okay to be unhappy, so I want to listen to next week's show and find out what you're supposed to do about it.
God bless.
Well, I'm going to be unhappy until next week's show.
Well, we'll let that happen too. And yeah, everybody have a great night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in 3 shakes. And take care.
Skintastic and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass are excited to introduce PicoSure, the most advanced laser for tattoo removal. PicoSure's breakthrough technology safely and effectively removes unwanted tattoos faster in fewer treatments with improved recovery time. You decide whether you want 10 to 12 treatments from gimmicky retail locations to remove that tattoo or 2 to 3 treatments from medically trained and certified technicians at Skintastic. The choice is yours. No matter the color or size of your unwanted tattoo, when you choose Skintastic, it'll be removed faster and cleaner, and it will always be done by the expert staff at Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Skintastic has 2 locations, Uptown on McKinney Ave or Plano off the Dallas North Tollway. Book your free consultation today at Skintastic.com. SKINTASTIC.com. Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Unthink your ink.